Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell, alongside Mike Piff, and a special guest live in studio with us. It's Jeff Krause, Learning and Development Manager at Stan's Donuts. You guys brought us a whole bunch of donuts today, Jeff. We appreciate you coming in.
A cart was needed for this one.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this was a transportation logistics thing that we had to figure out to bring all these lovely donuts to y'all today.
Tell us what you do with Stan's Donuts. Learning and Development Manager, what does that entail?
So the easiest way to describe it is basically take what a teacher does in the public sector and then apply it to a business in the private sector. Okay. So make trainings, improve the business, nice. Make things that are hard, not hard.
Everyone loves Stan's Donuts, and there are a lot of locations now in Chicago. And as we were getting ready to do this and we're kind of reading up on the history of Stan's, I did not know that there's the Labriola Stan's connection, because I love Labriola, the pizza there, the restaurant off Michigan. There's Stan's Donuts, of course, is right next to it. It's sort of, if you haven't been to that location, it's on Michigan Avenue, but kind of like just right off of it. It's almost like a little patio over Illinois, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 535 North Michigan. It's right by Michigan and Grand.
Yeah, right.
On the upper level.
On Grand, yeah, that's right. Let's talk about the origin of Stan's. Let's talk about Labriola's connection with it. Give us the whole rundown on Stan's Donuts.
All right, as a former history teacher, let's dive in. Let's
you
dive
just
in,
heard
gentlemen.
His knuckles crack there.
Got to get ready. Yeah. So basically, Stan's originally started in 1963 in California, in West Hollywood specifically, right by all the major Hollywood studios. We had literally verified, confirmed Elizabeth Taylor, Steve McQueen, lots of Hollywood royalty hitting up our donuts way back when. So little Stan was chugging along for 50 plus years, yeah. Pretty much, right? And then in 2009, this is where Rich Labriola comes into play. So Rich Labriola is sitting on his couch, you know, probably, you know, snacking, having a good time. And he sees this special about Stan's Donuts. And he hears some really amazing trade secrets that Stan's sharing about his product. And Rich knew that this was something special. And he's like, I got to try these donuts, mm-hmm. right? He's a foodie at heart, a gourmet baker.
Yeah.
And he went down there, and after many years of, some pitches, he was able to convince Stan to let him open the first Stan's in Chicago in 2014. We obviously created some lore here. And then in 2020, Rich took over the entire company from Stan.
Okay.
Stan shuttered his original location. And now the only place you can get Stan's is in Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana.
So it turned into a Chicago company all of a sudden after its roots began in Hollywood. We were talking just before we started rolling. The donuts obviously are incredible. I mentioned to you that at Stan's, I really like the breakfast burrito at Stan's Donuts.
Yes.
I would go with my wife to the location on Rush. Is it Rush in Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She'd get a donut or two, and I would always just say, you know what? I'll have a bite of your donut, but I would love a breakfast burrito, and Stan's does a good breakfast burrito.
Yeah, and what's actually really exciting about our breakfast burrito, although it's made fresh, hot, ready in the store, we actually prepare it within our Labriola restaurant kitchen.
It makes sense now.
So the gourmet, right? And that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand about our brand is how much of our DNA lies in gourmet roots, mm-hmm. right? We might be quick service or whatever, you know, the new term is for our footprint. But we're really a gourmet brand at heart.
It's a bit of a hot take here because there are a lot of great pizza spots. Mike puts together a pizza bracket here at WGN Radio. And there are some heavy hitters in downtown Chicago. I think the best pizza in downtown Chicago is Labriola.
I would agree with you. And in fact, Dave Portnoy gave us a really nice score on his pizza, on his one bite.
What kind of number did he give you? Do you remember?
It was, it was somewhere between 7 and 8. It was, and so to get a 7 and 8 from him is, you know, especially on a deep dish,
because
that's not his traditional thing.
So I actually haven't had the deep dish at Labrielle. They actually do like your traditional thin tavern style pizza. They do a couple different versions at Labrielle, the downtown location. But, and, you know, there are big brands downtown. I realize we're deviating from Stan's Donuts here. I'm talking about Labriola. But when I lived downtown, it was like, you know, they're all great. We all know the big brands, but it was like, I kind of just want like a thin crust Chicago style, like tavern style pizza. And Labriola was my go-to spot for that.
And that's because pizza dough and baking is in Rich's DNA.
Like
when he got his start before he bought Stan's, when he was starting Labriola and figuring out his baking recipes, he would go around to high-end restaurants selling bread out of his car.
That's
and
amazing.
Going to them and saying, hey, I got the best baguettes here, the best bread. He's actually, I've heard that he was the first one in Chicagoland to popularize a pretzel burger bun on the menu.
Okay, which is, you like see that everywhere.
I know.
That was a good call.
That's what I've heard.
Like a
staple
on menus.
And his pretzel bread specifically is iconic. He actually still provides bread to a lot of places. A lot of people don't know this, but he provides bread for Cooper's Hawk.
Okay.
So if you like Cooper's Hawk's bread, that's Rich's product.
It's all coming together. And Labriola, it's more than pizza, too. I mean, they have great entrees there. Big, big dining space, too, on Michigan Avenue.
I will say they make a decent run each year in our Pizza Madness tournament, which, another reminder, it does start March 2nd.
Okay.
And there are going to be 160 pizza places that are going to be involved in this
Incredible.
One. So get excited about that. Bringing it back to the donuts, though, the gourmet part of it. So I used to go to the one on Damon that we were talking about off air. My wife and I, before when we were just dating, that was a really cool, fun spot in the corner there. And my world was changed when I first tried Lestan.
Oh.
Which, do you know about Lestan?
Not until I saw the notes before the recording here.
I've grown up loving donuts. I had a place I used to go to in Lake Zurich called Old World Bakery, and I didn't want anything else like that until I tried Lestan.
And then it ruined everything from your past.
So,
for you,
exactly.
Didn't it?
So from the learning and development manager, I need to know, how did Lestan come together and some of the other unique things that Stan's does outside of just, you know, like you said, regular donuts.
Well, I can tell you literally the origin story of the Lestan is in Rich's gourmet DNA. He is always wanting to push boundaries and get that next level product that nobody else is able to achieve. So you've all heard people, you know, combine brownies and cookies, croissants and donuts, croissants, right? All those things, cronut, cruffin, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to do a true croissant donut. And that's what really makes it so special. So it starts off with an actual croissant dough from scratch being made. Now, a lot of people don't know this term, but lamination. Dough lamination is the secret and the mechanism to which all delicious croissants are made. It's basically where you have a pile of dough, you roll it out, you fold it, and then you roll it out again. And then you fold it, and then you roll it out, and then you keep doing that, creating all those flaky layers.
Yeah.
So we, I believe our standard for our Lestan croissant donut is about 40 folds, roughly.
Wow.
From the bakers at our commissary. That's what they've told
me. Okay, people, you got to count them when you get your
exactly.
Lestan.
You got to count the layers, right? So it's about 40 folds, and then it's cut in a square shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is we fry it, and then we fill it with pastry cream.
Man,
so good.
Pastry cream filled croissant donut. Sounds incredible.
It is crazy.
You guys have all kinds of specialty donuts as well. Obviously, Valentine's Day is coming up. Can I admit something? I don't know the Dubai chocolate stuff. I know it seems to be. What is it exactly?
All right. So Dubai, I can't tell you
Didn't
the
Sox do
right?
a Dubai chocolate thing?
Everybody's
doing
it.
It is kind of like a big. Yeah, it's very.
It's like a trendy thing.
And it's very good. I will say, I think I had crumbles. That was like my foray into the Dubai chocolate, which of course, you know.
And like with all trends, right, there's always going to be good takes of it here and there. But I really like our take because nobody's really done a Dubai donut.
No.
So basically, if I were to introduce the layperson to the Dubai world of flavors, a Dubai chocolate is basically like a very pistachio-forward, nutty, kind of earthy chocolate. Very savory. So we do a Dubai donut. It's literally like our fresh vanilla-raised yeast donut Bismarck, which is basically a donut without a hole.
Yeah.
And then we fry that puppy We fill it with that Dubai pistachio filling for a nice textured experience. And then we cover it in rich chocolate and top it with some pistachios for a little crunch factor.
I love pistachio sweets.
I apologize for all the Homer Simpson noises I'm going to be making.
Please, I need the drool if we have somebody on the soundboard, you know, for the dough.
No, that's what I'm here for. It's all manual.
Love it.
What else about stands? I know you guys do a lot of, you know, for big groups. If offices want to get catered donuts or your full breakfast program, tell people about that as well.
We love to cater because really what our food does, and a lot of people can get on any radio station and say that, but unfortunately or fortunately, we're not on any radio station.
No, you're
we're
not.
On the radio station.
Yes, you are.
And we are catering and our food and our donuts. It actually makes people feel special. It's not just like your standard, you know, gas station institutional food lunchbox type stuff. Yeah. It's really high-end gourmet food. And we're doing a lot of stuff for Valentine's Day as well. A lot of people like to do fun stuff, not necessarily in the catering world, but I mean, some of the donuts we have for Valentine's Day are going to blow your mind.
I love this.
And also coming up is Fat Tuesday, which we know in this area, Punchki is what it's all about. And there are times where, you know, someone didn't bring Punchkis to work on Fat Tuesday. I have made the trip down to the stands down on Michigan Avenue to make sure we got some. So, yeah, what do you guys got coming up for that?
Well, in the spirit of making sure you get some. Uh-oh. So Punchki Day is like, you know, it's our Super Bowl kind of to a certain degree. We love to sell these things. We have five flavors, all five returning from last year. We got a pastry cream, a cannoli, raspberry, strawberry, and a chocolate pastry cream. Our pre-orders start on the 4th. You can literally just go to StandsDonuts.com. You can pre-order all the Punchkis your heart desires. And then you won't have to make that last-minute trip hoping you can get the leftovers, right?
And it's just down the street. It's amazing, Kevin.
Literally. We're everywhere. Yeah. And you can get delivery. You can get delivery through our app, third parties, right? We have lots of options.
That cannoli one's a dream, too, I have to say.
As someone who's Polish, the Punchki Day is a special day for my family.
It means a lot, right?
It means a lot. Yeah. You know, my grandparents used to load up the trunk of the car, hit all the houses, drop off the Punchkis for the grandkids. So I will have to give Stans a shot. You're also doing the Dubai, going back to the Dubai chocolate. Drinks? Dubai chocolate drinks?
Ooh, yeah. You know, we can't skip over the drinks. So obviously, when you're coming to Stans, we don't just want you to walk out with one of our donuts. We want you to walk out with some pep in your step, which is through our gourmet coffee program. So we do offer some Dubai drinks. We have some nice, interesting ones. So we have a iced Dubai mushroom, right, which uses everyday dose mushroom extract, which has so many health benefits and just lots of good ways to get you going and focused.
Real quick, the health benefits of mushroom drinks, because I've got some mushroom coffee at home that I have not mixed yet, and I just need to know, what is that going to do for me?
There's so much. There's studies that say it helps improve focus, gut health, digestion, blood sugar levels, so many different things that the mushroom helps. It has lots of peptides, collagens, all sorts of amino acids that help with restoring and maintaining what you need to do to your body throughout the day.
Gotcha.
So yeah, we do one of those. It's got like, it's very pistachio forward. It has Ghirardelli mocha powder mixed in, and our Ghirardelli stuff is to die for.
And let's talk about the value meals here, because that launched in the new year. $5.95, a couple donuts and a coffee. You got the hash it out, couple hash browns, a donut, a coffee for $8.95. These are some good deals here, Jeff. We're looking for good deals.
And what we're really trying to do is, yes, we're a gourmet brand, right? But we understand that, you know, you're not buying gourmet products literally every day of your life. Sometimes you just need something quick and you need to get in and out. And especially with the economy, we wanted to let our customers know that we value them. And what way, what better way to do that than literally giving them a value meal to help them save, you know, honestly, a couple bucks per order. So you can get donuts, drinks, in some cases food items too, depending on which one you choose.
It's amazing what Stans has become. We appreciate you coming in. I don't even know how many donuts you brought us here, but that is unbelievable. We're going to have to dive into that today.
Well, one of the things I need to mention to everybody is the Fannie Mae collab.
Yes, let's get on that.
Oh, my goodness. So obviously, Fannie Mae, iconic brand, right? If you're in Chicago, you know it. Those mint meltaways, the ways to my mother's heart, let me tell you. But the Trinidad Fannie Mae is also a staple for many people. And we decided to collaborate with them and literally turn that chocolate into a donut.
Right.
Okay, so how?
house. So
yeah.
We literally, obviously we collabed, so we shared a little bit of trade secrets from us and Fannie Mae to know how they do their magic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we ended up making one of our first ever chocolate yeast Bismarck donuts, which we haven't really pushed or experimented with. Okay. When we do a yeast donut, it's usually vanilla.
Yeah, I was going to say that's usually
it's a cake
chocolate
donut.
Is usually cake.
Correct.
That's right.
So it's a chocolate yeast Bismarck. And it's stuffed with decadent chocolate cream. And you know that Fannie Mae effect is going to be loaded into that cream.
Yeah.
And then my favorite part, though, check out this line. Dipped in toasted coconut white chocolate.
Oh, I love the coconut with the desserts.
Yeah, but it's coconut white chocolate.
Amazing.
Toasted. So it's got so much depth and flavor to it. And it's one of those things where if you cut the donut in half and look at it, and then you look at a Trinidad actual truffle from Fannie Mae.
Yeah.
They look almost identical.
Wow.
Yeah. It's super cool.
Are people hitting you up for donuts all the time? They're like, hey, Jeff, what are you doing this weekend? Can you swing by with a couple boxes of donuts?
You know, they are, but the person that hits me up for donuts the most is my wife.
Yeah, I'm
she
sure.
She said she always wanted to marry the donut man. And I was speaking off before we got on.
Dreams come true. She found her guy.
Yeah, you know, Gurney Mills used to have this guy that made mini donuts on a conveyor belt. And
one day
we saw him, and my wife said, Jeffrey, better watch out. I might have to leave you for this guy. So now I'm a donut guy, right?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We appreciate you coming in. Of course, again, just to plug away, big games right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, heart-shaped donuts, sprinkled donuts, the turtle donut, the Fannie Mae collab, Punchki Day's coming up. It's a great time to abandon your New Year diet and eat some donuts. That would be my
literally.
Opinion,
you don't need to stick to it. No. I mean, our donuts will make you feel special.
You feel special.
We need to build our donut coat right now. Yeah. I mean, if you're between
too cold out there.
Negative degrees and 10 degrees, we more donuts.
Right? Absolutely.
Hey, real quickly, because we have a box of the iconic Stan donuts here. I love the pink, and it's just got a cool look to it. You were telling us before, Mike had pointed out that there's kind of a
invention.
It's like
here.
A little trap door to get to the donut. Instead of opening the entire box, it's just like a little pull away here just to get one donut.
It's one of those things that make us special, yeah. And it literally comes from the fantastic brain of Rich Labriola. That's his baby that on the donut box. That's his passion.
I have
project.
Never noticed that before.
Yeah, you take one on the way home. So the idea is you buy a box of donuts, right,
yeah.
for the family or for the office or for whoever.
Right.
And, you know, you're bringing it. You're
yeah.
the hero.
To
but
the
you're
kind of
thinking,
seat.
I really want a donut right
That's
now.
So funny.
Oh, it's on the passenger seat. You just rip open this little flap, grab your donut, close it. No one's the wiser.
It's better amazing. Than, you know, Icebreaker Mints has the for share and then for you.
Right. Correct.
That is way better than that.
Yeah, correct.
It's just you right for now. You.
Yes. Because
so
it's donuts, not mints.
Yeah. Well,
mints
yeah, easier
aren't that fun.
Easier to open, too. I don't know about you guys, but I struggle with those.
They can be a challenge. This was awesome. Thank you for coming in.
Of course.
Check out Stan's, of course. I'm sure most listening have had Stan's Donuts. If you haven't been to Labriola, I highly recommend. I didn't know we were going to be talking so much Labriola today, but I'm glad we did because it is a great spot in downtown Chicago. That is Jeff from Stan's Donuts. We appreciate you coming in once again. Thank you for listening. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.